one day.
A blessed good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining us for another Because He Lives radio broadcast. As we usually start our programs, we want to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another day that we are alive to see your creation, God, to see the works that your hands have made, God, as they sing a testimony and as they bear witness to your greatness and your power and your majesty here on earth. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share your message once again. Lord, we do not discount it. We do not diminish it, God, and we are eternally grateful, God, that you are using us to partner to bring the word to your people, God. Lord, I pray that you would cause every heart of every person who is listening to this broadcast, either live or on repeat, that you would touch their hearts, God, that their hearts would become like that good soil, ready to receive of you and from you what it is that you want to share with them. Lord, may your messages today bring conviction to those who are in need of conviction. May it bring encouragement to those in need of encouragement who may be feeling in despair or who may be feeling downtrodden. May it bring peace and confirmation to those who are walking in obedience, God. Lord, I pray that your word would go forth and it would do all that you want it to do, God, and that we would be open and ready to receive it. Lord, touch every person who will be involved in this morning's program, God. Lord, touch every individual who has a hand in this message going out, God. May it minister to us, even as it is ministering to the listeners of this broadcast, Lord. All these things we ask in your Son's name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. We also want to take this time to thank our sponsors of the Because He Lives program. We thank Federal Motor Spares and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. These sponsors have been with us for quite a while, and we thank God for them and their continued support of the work of the Church of the Nazarene in sharing the gospel to the masses via this radio broadcast. Before I go ahead and introduce this morning's speaker, last week I would have shared that this month, the month of October, we are focusing on the laity of the church. I referred to us as the regular people. Someone rightfully mentioned to me that we are all regular people, but our laity specifically refers to those persons who are serving within the church who are not necessarily on staff as paid members of the church, but they have been called to ministry, as all believers are called to ministry, and they have also been elected to serve in various ministries across the Church of the Nazarene. So today our featured speaker who will bring our message will be a member of the laity. And before I introduce him to you, I do have a few announcements from the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District that I would like to share with you. Firstly, we want to thank you for coming out to last Sunday's family service. This was our district quarterly service, and we are very appreciative of all of you who would have come and who would have shared in worship with us. It was a wonderful experience to worship and fellowship with our brothers and sisters across the Church of the Nazarene from our various zones. If you were in the congregation last Sunday, you would have had the opportunity to hear the jingle that was created in preparation for the centennial anniversary of the Church of the Nazarene. And you are reminded that any comments, any suggestions, any additions that you think can be made to the jingle to better it. Remember, we were told that it is in its formative stages. So any contributions or suggestions that you want to give, you are free to get in contact with Pastor Shamar Roberts, and you can give him your feedback as we continue to work on the jingle in preparation for the centennial anniversary. The Eversley Foundation will be having a special fundraising luncheon at the Coconut Court Hotel on November 3rd. For those of you who are wondering, that is two Sundays from now. The luncheon is in efforts to raise funds, and there are 120 tickets in total. That's the capacity that we'll be expecting for this event. There are just around 10 children's tickets, and all the other tickets remaining are available for adults. I'll remind you again of the ticket prices. Children, their tickets are $50, and adults, your tickets are $100 each. You are advised that they are down to their last few remaining tickets. So if you quite literally want to have a seat at the table, then you need to reach out to the administrative assistant at the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District Office, Reverend Marina Taylor. Reach out to her and purchase your tickets. You can give her a call at 435-4444. I'll repeat that, 435-4444. Call her and get your tickets for the Eversley Foundation fundraising luncheon on November 3rd. This morning, our featured speaker, like I mentioned before, a member of Our Lady, and he will be speaking to us and sharing with us a message of encouragement. His name is Brother Anderson Taylor. He is a member at the Bank Hall Church of the Nazarene, and he has been a Christian for around 50 years. He enjoys sharing the Word of God interdenominationally, and he is known for his multilingual abilities. He is also the husband of our administrative assistant at the Church of the Nazarene District Office here in Barbados, and he's going to be sharing with us today.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works among the children of men. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him do I trust. A beautiful morning to all of you who are listening to this Because He Lives program. I thank God for another opportunity where he is going to use me to bless you. May his will and his will alone be done during these next few minutes. In Jesus' precious name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Christians should be some of the happiest people on the face of the earth. We serve a God who guards us, guides us, directs us, protects us, and fights our battles for us. He does all this because he loves us unconditionally. Our God wants to bless us, prosper us, and give us good success in everything we do. We are reminded in St. John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief, that is Satan the devil, comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. This is his mission. However, I am glad that Jesus said, I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. What he's actually saying is that the reason he came is to prevent us from going down the broad road to destruction and to help us enjoy our lives to the fullest. Oh, what a blessing that is. As Christians, we must acknowledge that we are not exempt from a lot of problems, disappointments, heartaches, and hardships that come our way. We must also be cognizant of the fact that Satan has nothing good in store for us. He wants to prevent us from succeeding in our plans and accomplishing our goals so that we may not say, thank you, Lord. Sometimes he wants to make us feel as God doesn't care for us and has abandoned us. But we know that we serve a God who is interested in all aspects of our lives. I usually ask, how much does all leave out? The obvious answer is nothing. That is the reason why God wants us to give him complete control of our lives so that he may bring his plans for us to fruition. Of course, we always remember Jeremiah chapter 29, 11, which states, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. His plans are not to harm us, but to help us and give us a hope. That is something that we can hold on to so that we can look forward to the future with great expectations. Towards that end, he has given us different abilities. This reminds me of the parable of the talents, where an employer went overseas after having given his three employees 5 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent, respectively. The first two utilized theirs, and they were multiplied, whereas the third one, probably because he was jealous of the others, did nothing with his. They were all rewarded accordingly when their employer returned. We must realize that when we use our God-given abilities, He multiplies them. Remember, God gives us abilities to get ahead in life and to help others. They are not only for ourselves, but also for the good of others. God has given us three important keys for success and prosperity in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, where He told Joshua, "The book of the law must always be read in your worship. Study it day and night, and make sure that you obey everything that's written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Remember, I've commanded you to be determined and confident. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go." If we are to be successful and prosperous and enjoy our lives to the fullest so that we'll be truly happy, we will have to be determined and confident and be prepared to do what God commands. We'll have to be obedient to His word and apply it to our lives. Towards this end, we must read God's word, study it, memorize it, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, put it into practice. We are reminded in Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, where it is written, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate," when? "Day and night." Then comes a great blessing. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which brings forth its fruit in the season. Its leaves also shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." That is, he will succeed in everything he does. Hallelujah. 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 I always tell everyone that we cannot study God's word effectively without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Neither can we put it into practice without His help. Again, we are cautioned in James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. "Do not deceive yourself by just listening to the word. Put it into practice. Whoever listens to the word but does not put it into practice is like a man," generically speaking, meaning man or woman, "who looks into a mirror and beholds himself as he is. He takes a good look at himself and then turns away and at once forgets what he looks like. But he who looks into the perfect law that sets men free, who does not just listen to the word and then forgets it, but puts it into practice, that person will be blessed by God in all he does." When we live our Christian lives in this way, we will acknowledge that although along the way we will have problems and challenges, we do not have to be discouraged. We don't have to think that God has forsaken or abandoned us, because He said, "I will not leave you or forsake you." Earlier I said that as Christians we are not exempt from problems and heartaches. Jesus prepared us for this because He said, "In life you will have trials and tribulations. Do not despair. I have overcome." By inference, as long as we stay close to Him, He will help us to overcome any challenges that may arise in our lives. That is the reason why we need to have a personal and up-to-date relationship with God. A personal and up-to-date relationship with God. I always tell people that in life we make millions of decisions of different levels of importance. However, the most important decision which we will ever make is whether or not we accept God's free gift of salvation. Romans 6:23 tells us, "The wages of sin is death," that is eternal separation from God, "but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." In the final analysis, that is the only thing that will matter. That is our relationship with God. Scripture says, "We brought nothing into the world and we will take nothing." That is an indisputable fact. As Christians, we need to encourage one another. Even though things may happen to us, our family and friends, which we will not understand, we have to acknowledge that God is in control of every area of our lives as long as we have surrendered completely to his lordship. Remember, he does not force his will on anybody. He has given us a free will, and we cannot afford to be double-minded. That is unstable. We have to acknowledge the importance of serving God with our all. He said, I wish that you were hot or cold. If you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Therefore, we cannot be Christians, as we say, with one foot in the church and the other one outside. It cannot work and will never work. We must aspire to do everything that God commands us. Then we'll be able and in a position to tell others, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. What that actually means is come and find out for yourself how good God is. I always say that it is good and encouraging to hear other people's testimonies of how good God has been to them. However, it is a completely different story when we have our own experiences. I believe there are several Christians who want to have a testimony. However, they don't seem to acknowledge that the first part of testimony is T-E-S-T. You cannot have a testimony without a test. In my life so far, tests have never been easy, even academically speaking. After we would have gone through the test and God has helped us, then we can go to the second part, which is Imony, I-M-O-N-Y, and tell of the goodness of God. We can say, for example, I had a problem or desperately needed something. I asked God to help me or provide for me, and he came through for me. You can now tell others about the goodness of God. All my life he has been faithful. All my life he has been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. This song always brings tears to my eyes. As I serve God out of a heart full of gratitude and thanksgiving for all that he has done for me, all that he is doing for me, and all that he promises he will do for me if I stay true and faithful to him. I am currently celebrating my 50th anniversary of being a Christian and enjoying doing God's work. It hasn't always been easy serving God. However, through it all, as the song says, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all, hallelujah, I have learned to depend upon his word. That's what keeps us smiling. That helps us to enjoy our Christian life and serving God and others. As we serve God with our all, he always comes through for us and sometimes go through our situations with us. What a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a loving God we serve. We can afford to tell others the same thing he has done for me, he can do for you. Those of you who have not yet accepted Christ as your personal Savior and given God control of your lives, I encourage you to do so today. He has reminded you that he has a good plan for you, where Satan's plan is to destroy you. Remember that the only thing that will matter in the final analysis is your relationship with God. You need to accept Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I approach you again. Thank you for using me to bless your people. Now I pray in the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, that your Holy Spirit will help these words to resonate in their minds. And I pray, Lord, that they will all seek to give you complete control of their lives. In Jesus' precious name, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
I've had so many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gives gave me blessed consolation, and he only gave me trials to make me strong. Through it all, the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, how would I know my God could solve them? How would I know what faith in my God could do? I'm singing through it all. I've learned to trust in God.